It's time for Mind Your Business on 710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network to present the weekly business radio show produced by the award-winning marketing firm Bottom Line Marketing Group, BLMG, sharing business and marketing strategies to make you and your business successful. Now, here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis.
Yes, hello, hello, and welcome to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York, and throughout the world on the powerful iHeartRadio Network. Thank you, New York, yes, and New Jersey, and everywhere that you tune in. The Nielsen ratings have us once again in the top 10 in New York AM radio. Nielsen, of course, is the global measurement and data analytics company. The fact that we come in the top 10, it's a testament to the great guests that we have. Of course, we're not going to let you down tonight. And, of course, to you, every single listener of this program, thank you. You've come to expect great business content. And, by the way, a special moment of appreciation, all those that send me WhatsApp messages, emails, you stop me anywhere, you call me, and you say, you know what, that was a great show. I learned this and that. Thank you. Keep it up. All those messages, they're appreciated. We're humans. We appreciate feedback. So thank you so much. As our listeners have come to expect, every single week we feature, throughout our weeks, but every single week features an incredible business celebrity, an icon, a leader. We've had Stephen Sadoff, the former CEO of Saks Fifth Avenue, John Sculley, the former CEO of Apple and Pepsi, Dr. Adrienne Boise, the chief experience officer at the Cleveland Clinic, and the list goes on and on. Every single show is available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. And that's where you can access the platform of your choice. You like listening to it on Spotify? Of course, you can go straight to Spotify. Mind Your Business. We're there. And all the great guests. And in addition, on YouTube, we're at 710WR Mind Your Business, 710WR Mind Your Business. And when you click on subscribe and turn on notifications, you're automatically notified every single time a show goes live. Before I get to my incredible guests, special shout out to the great team here at BLMG, Bottom Line Marketing Group. They're the ones behind the scenes that make it happen. I show up and do the interview, but there's a whole team behind me. Cirilli, Michal, Bezalel, Brocha, Michael, Miriam, Nachi, and others. Thank you. And a thank you to Darren and Peter at 710WOR. They're smiling there. But hey, thank you for making it happen. We go to our guest, my incredible guest. A good friend, but also a renowned consultant, Gerald Benjamin. Gerald Benjamin founded the Profit Gold Group back in 2004, almost two decades. We're going to ask him if he's going to make a big celebration soon. His 20-year mark. That's a big deal. And it's around the corner. People think, that's 2 years away. 2 years away? Gerald helps people plan for 20 years ahead, 40 years ahead. He's a serial entrepreneur who opened his first of the nine businesses that he ran in 1993. Profit Gold Group is a Texas-based business consultation, documentation, and leadership training firm. And they've worked with companies around the world. He's Texas-based, but he has clients around the world. And tonight's show, the title of tonight's show, the five most disturbing trends facing business owners today. Now, anyone out there who's been Chet trained is probably saying, oh, that sounds familiar. Well, yes, Gerald was Chet trained and actually worked for the family. He worked for them. He knew Chet Holmes directly. But tonight's topic, the five most disturbing trends facing business owners today. And we turn to Gerald because he has his finger on the pulse. He speaks with business executives and coaches them directly. And he knows what the five most disturbing trends that are out there facing business owners today. With that intro, Gerald Benjamin, welcome to Mind Your Business.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's always great to come back and see you. So thank you for the invite. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you. So we're going to list them and then ask you to dive right in. Number one, lack of vision in a changing economy. That's number one. Number two, lack of leadership skills. Number three, poor communication, especially in a remote environment. There's still people out there working by Zoom, working remotely. Poor communication. Next, poor accountability for key personnel. How critical is that to make sure that people, that holding people's feet to the fire? And number five, poor assumptions and impulse using gut. My gut decision says this. Wait a second, is that reality? That's one of the five. So again, tonight's show, the five most disturbing trends facing business owners today. Let's jump into one. Gerald, take it away. Lack of vision in a changing economy.
Oh, I tell you, it's so good to talk about these because, I mean, as a consultant, you know, I hear all kinds of stories and what I do is I look for trends. That's what my company does. We look for trends. We look for common statements from CEOs, no matter where they're located. Mm-hmm. And we gather this information, like what you're describing right now. We gather this information based on that feedback, on those conversations, and so that we can get ahead of the curve. That's really what it's about. Finding out, really projecting what's ahead so that our clients can make the best decision. What I have found is as the landscape changes, the economic landscape changes, the political landscape changes, the vision of business owners is also supposed to change. Now, ironically, what happens is we're finding that more business owners are fearful of change than being more bullish or aggressive about making that change. And unfortunately, what it translates into for the direct reports and for the employees that work for them is they don't see a vision at all. And because they don't see a vision at all, it's not being articulated to them. They go into these silos. And I think that's where a lot of the people listening are going to understand. The company's employees go into silos. They just start going into, well, this is what I do. So let me just stick with what I do and produce my little piece of the puzzle and let somebody else figure out what to do with it. And then the business owner turns to us and we'll end up talking to them and they'll say, well, our production is stagnant or our sales are stagnant or we're not growing or we're backsliding. Not realizing that it's the lack of vision and the articulation of that vision that's actually at the core of all the silos and all of the lack of productivity that they're seeing. Hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah, it certainly makes sense. And just to review this, because such a critical point, it starts at the top, leadership. And of course, we're going to talk about that. That's point number two, lack of leadership skills. But here, lack of a vision. Vision has to start at the top. But what you're saying is that with the changing economy, many owners, many executives are not necessarily being adept to what's happening, the seismic shifts around them, and certainly not communicating it effectively. And that's then creating these that people in the company are scurrying and just kind of, you know, going it alone, as they say.
Well, exactly. And you've heard me say this expression before. You know, the future doesn't belong to the survival of the fittest. Right. It actually belongs to those who are willing to adapt. And business owners are, by large, not all of them, but and it's hard for some to admit, they're afraid to reset a vision. They're afraid to even walk into that because they don't know what they don't know. And so that fear is causing analysis paralysis. And that paralysis is feeding its way down into the rest of the company. And so now they're just finding themselves, you know, there's an expression out there, you can play a game two ways. You can either play to win or you can play not to lose. And a lot of companies are starting to convert where they're playing not to lose, to hold on to what they have. And they're finding out it's more and more and more difficult because you need to adapt. You need to play to win, which means I need to adapt. I need to go into the office preparing myself to adapt, planning to adapt instead of just planning to try to hold on and hunker down with what I've got.
Tonight's show featuring Gerald Benjamin. He is the CEO of Profit Gold Group. Tonight's show is about the five most disturbing trends facing business owners today. In the first segment of tonight's show, we talked about the lack of vision in a changing economy. After the break, we're going to jump to point number two, lack of leadership skills. But before the break, Gerald, how could people find out more about your amazing company?
They can go directly to our website, which is profitgoldgroup.com, www.profitgoldgroup.com. Go right there. You there. Contact us. There's a lot of information that we try to put on there that they can just read for themselves. But you can always reach out to us. In fact, there's a questionnaire on there now that they can fill out. It'll go straight to my team. We'll be more than happy to customize a consult with them.
Amazing. We'll be back with Gerald in a moment. Stay tuned.
Hi, Shia Rubenstein here from JCon Events. We will be hosting our 5th annual real estate conference on Tuesday, July 12th at the Diker Beach Golf Course. If you're in the industry of real estate, multifamily, development, construction, you're going to love this event. It's our 5th annual event, and we have a full lineup of keynote presenters, mentoring, and of course, networking and great food. And if you come early enough, you can enjoy the golf as well. Please visit AttendJCon to sign up. AttendJCon to sign up. And we look forward to seeing you once again on Tuesday, July 12th at the Diker Beach Golf Course.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
And we're back. Mind your business with Lisa Saftis right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York, and around the world at the on the iHeart Radio Network, the powerful iHeart Radio Network. Yes, hello, hello. By the way, tonight's show is going to turn into a very popular YouTube episode. On YouTube, we're at 710 WOR, Mind Your Business. And when you click on subscribe and turn on notifications, you are automatically notified every single time an episode goes live. In general, they go live on Wednesday mornings. Tonight's show and just the podcast go up by Tuesday morning. They're live. Tonight's show featuring Gerald Benjamin, the CEO of Profit Gold Group. They are an international consulting firm. And Gerald, we turn to Gerald to discuss what are the 5 most dangerous trends or disturbing trends facing business owners today. And the list is as follows: lack of vision in a changing economy. Number 2, lack of leadership skills. Number 3, poor communication, especially in a remote environment. Number 4, poor accountability for key personnel. And number 5, poor assumptions and impulse using my gut decision making. We in the first segment of tonight's show, we discussed point number 1. We're now up to point number 2, lack of leadership skills. Now, Benjamin, the whole show, Benjamin, Gerald Benjamin, Mr. Benjamin. Okay. We only have, the show is an hour. Each one of these, you could probably give a lecture for 10 hours. So we're going to have to somehow make it concise. But Gerald, now let's address the lack of leadership skills and how critical, how vital the leadership skills are.
Oh, yeah. You're right about the 10 hours. We actually, when we do CEO roundtable, we actually spend 3/4 of a day talking about leadership skills.
Wow.
Because that's how important it is. But, you know, just from our clients and from working with businesses around the world, which we've worked with over 5,000 corporations,
wow.
We find that this leadership skills, as it's leadership is such a commonly used term that the definition has now become ambiguous. People really don't quite know what that is. And they don't, more importantly, they don't realize that there's levels of leadership. And the reason why it is a disturbing trend is that people are owners know that leadership is important, but because there's so much happening in their world, they're trying to make so many shifts and their situation and their circumstances are changing. The economy is changing. Political landscapes are changing. They're not giving the attention to the leadership that will inspire the people behind them to actually work in the same congruent direction. And so it's a danger that we address right away, because leadership skills is more than, well, I know I'm the owner of the company, follow me. That's level one leadership. What we really work on, and you're right, I could talk for 10 hours, but I won't. I'm going to stick with number two on this, is the permission aspect of leadership. What we focus on, what we find ourselves focusing on more and more as business owners, is taking them back to the place where they can articulate their vision, but articulate it so clearly that they not only talk about themselves and the vision and the company and the vision, but the people they're talking to, their employees, can now see themselves in the vision and approve of what they see. And because of that approval, give the owners permission to lead them there. That's called permission leadership. It's one of the most critical aspects that we find as we're talking to companies and business owners and watching them shift. They're forgetting that. They're forgetting the importance of that, because that's really the fuel that will allow their company to navigate difficult times. Because if the employed staff can see themselves in the vision, they can actually use that fuel in their own personal engines to keep the company airborne and moving in the right direction. So that's really why I put that as point number two. We talk about it a lot.
Now, Gerald, this is maybe a bit of a tough question, but could leadership skills be trained, or it's just like it's a natural inborn thing? Like, maybe you could just shed some light on that. Could someone who doesn't have leadership skills, if they get the right training, they really could get it? Or
yeah.
What's your take on
that? I'd love to answer that. Okay. Because it's debated. Some people think, oh, it's either natural or it's not. The reality is it can be trained. It can be trained. Now, there are some to whom it comes easier. But really, leadership, and I'm so glad you said that, it's really just an algorithm of action items that, if deployed in the right way, it worked for anybody. It worked for any business. The way I illustrate it is it's very similar to flying a jet airplane. And I have friends who are pilots, and they always say, really, anybody can be a pilot. Because as long as you can pull the right levers in the right sequence at the right time, you can navigate anywhere around the world. Leadership is the exact same thing. So for those listening, I don't want them to think, oh, well, I just don't have no skill. No, it's really not as much of a skill as much as it is an algorithm that, when deployed, will bring lift to your entire company.
We're speaking with Gerald Benjamin, CEO of the Profit Gold Group. And tonight's show, the topic of tonight's show, the five most disturbing trends facing business owners today. Before we go to commercial break, Gerald, how could people find out more about the Profit Gold Group?
The best thing, easiest thing, smartphone or computer, www.profitgoldgroup.com. You'll go there. You'll see a lot of reading information. Again, you know, there's a form that people can fill out on multiple pages where they can just put in their information. We'll send them information. We'll give them a complimentary consultation, because we're really here to help. That's why I love being on your show, because I want people to realize that we're really here to help. We know exactly how to navigate it. We want to give that knowledge. So please go to our website, profitgoldgroup.com, fill out an inquiry form. We'll reach out to you right away.
When we come back, more on the five most disturbing trends facing business owners today.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
Hi, Shia Rubenstein here from JCon Events. We will be hosting our 5th annual real estate conference on Tuesday, July 12th at the Diker Beach Golf Course. If you're in the industry of real estate, multifamily, development, construction, you're going to love this event. It's our 5th annual event, and we have a full lineup of keynote, presenters, mentoring, and of course, networking and great food. And if you come early enough, you can enjoy the golf as well. Please visit AttendJCon to sign up. AttendJCon to sign up. And we look forward to seeing you once again on Tuesday, July 12th at the Diker Beach Golf Course.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Itzhak Saftos right here on 710 WOR and around the world on the powerful iHeartRadio network. Yes, welcome, welcome. Tonight's show is addressing the 5 most disturbing trends facing business owners today. And we're lucky to have none other than Gerald Benjamin. Gerald Benjamin is the CEO of the Profit Gold Group, founded nearly 2 decades ago. But he is a serial entrepreneur who opened his first of the 9 businesses that he ran back in 93. So he's been out there for 30 years doing this, nearly 30 years. And now the Profit Gold Group professionally consults companies in 50 industries worldwide and addresses their staff, communication, sales training, and marketing operations. And I've known Gerald for quite some time and have been very impressed, and he's a friend. He's a friend. When you get to know him, he's a smart cookie. I'll say it like that. And that's why when we wanted to address the 5 most disturbing trends facing business owners today, we turn to none other than Gerald Benjamin. Gerald, thank you and welcome back to Mind Your Business.
Thanks for having me on. You know I love it. So thank you so much. Good to see you.
Now, we're going to list off the 5. We're up to number 3. Again, the first one is lack of vision in a changing economy. We addressed that in the first segment. In the second segment, lack of leadership skills, and we addressed that. We're up to poor communication in a remote environment. Oh, man. How are we only going to talk about communication for the next 7 minutes? I don't know how you pack it in, but I'll leave it to you. Communication, for God's sake, communication.
Yeah, this one's tough. You know, this is what, and I'm just speaking on experience with our over 5,000 clients that we've had over the last 20 years. The communication, everyone agrees, is the lifeblood of a company. Yeah. What happened is COVID forced remote working environments, remote workplace. Now, of course, we had to adapt, and it took the world maybe about 12 to 18 months to really try to dial into working remote. But you know, what has really been the Achilles heel to a lot of companies is they start making assumptions on work product, on work ethic, and it's really starting to reflect in their ability to grow, and most importantly, their ability to pivot. And it really doesn't matter the economy, or the industry, I should say. Because we have to become, as business owners, and I, for any business owners, we really have to become masters at communication. Setting up systematic, scheduled communication about scheduled subjects that impact the company is critical to its existence and its ability to grow in a remote environment. Assuming that John Doe or Jane Doe, who's working remotely halfway across the country, is going to do everything they need to do to get us where we were, like we used to be when we were all together in one office, that is the assumption that is really starting to drag companies down, where some companies are still thriving, but some are struggling. And they're struggling because they've ceased to communicate at checkpoints on critical data throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month. And as a result, what Chad always said this, you know, what people respect what you inspect.
That's right.
And if they don't know that you're inspecting that, or they're not expecting that you're inspecting, then why are you expecting to get the results? And that's one of the biggest things to work on. And that's why I listed as number three, communication. Owners must become masters at communicating. And there's a systematic way to do it.
Now, you address something that's key, and we're probably going to get to it in the next point, and that is poor accountability for key personnel and KPIs. And we're gonna need some time on that also. I don't know how we're going to get it all in, but that's how we turn to you, Gerald. But in this segment, let's still hold on to communication. So you're talking about making sure that the company and the executive team communicates the mission, vision, and purpose, and the key responsibilities to all its members on the team. Let's hold on to that. How many companies are doing a good job at it? And for the ones that are weak at it, what are some tips that you could suggest that a company should be thinking of, the executive management, to ensure that every single person that shows up and, you know, turns the key every day, they hit the buzzer, or they log in, that they really understand the mission, vision, and purpose of the company?
Well, I'll answer your first question. That is, how many do we find are great communicators? I would actually, and I'll back this up, I would actually say that number is right around 30%.
Wow, that low.
It's quite, quite low. Now, it was never 100% pre-COVID either, anyway, but it was much more, it was north of 50. Now, I'm looking at it, and I'd say about 30% of companies. And part of that is because those in executive positions may not know how best to communicate. So I'll try to stick it in there really quick in this time that we're speaking about right now. That is, every position, every person in every position should know the key factors, the key value factors that they bring to the company. If they don't know that, then the executives and the owners and the managers need to sit down and define it, articulate. Here are the three, or here are the five key values that you in this position bring to this company. And then use that as a baseline to say, okay, I'm going to talk to you. I'm going to communicate with you Monday at 3 o'clock about value one, Tuesday at 10:30 about value two. And they schedule it, including what they would expect from that particular value, so that the employee who is hired to deliver that knows. Because otherwise, it's just a downward spiral. I mean, it's not being articulated from the top. The employee doesn't know either. So they're just, what do? Like we said at the outset, they go into a silo of what they do know. And they just simply push out more of what they do know, because no one is communicating with them properly according to the vision that the company has. All of these play together. I hope I'm starting to weave that tapestry so we can see that all of these points all lean on each other.
Very, very true. What, perhaps just before we close out this segment on communication, maybe some tips. Is it maybe an internal email newsletter? Is it signage in a building? Is it what are some tips in order to ensure, just kind of, I guess, maybe channels, marketing channels within a company, to in order to ensure that the team truly understands and gets the mission, vision, and purpose?
My biggest recommendation, and all those things you said are good, signage in a building, all sets of things. But really what I would like to do, if I could sit in front of every CEO right now, I would say just hit the pause button, sit down and look at the critical positions in your company, and create a grocery list of the value points that position, not person, position brings to the overall mission of the company. Once you have that list, make a plan to sit with that individual or individuals and articulate not only what that list is, but the why, because 80% of everything is why. Why those things are important. Because once the why is understood, the how is easy.
I love it. I love it. And what's so key is make sure that those key people get it. Meaning, yeah, within a company, let's say there's 1,000 employees. Still, there's, of course, the CEO, and then the top executive team, 5, 10 people, and then middle management, the key people. Because if they don't get it, how could you expect the entire operation to get it?
That's the only way it's going to be communicated, because then they can handle the people within their sphere of influence, because now they understand not only what the key values are that we bring, but why we bring them. Yeah. And that, again, serves as the fuel to keep it going, and it all collectively culminates in one united vision by which everyone is pushing.
Tonight's show, The 5 Most Disturbing Trends Facing Business Owners Today, featuring Gerald Benjamin, CEO of the Profit Gold Group. Gerald, how could people find out more about the Profit Gold Group?
Best thing to do is just simply use your smartphone, go on the internet, www.profitgoldgroup.com. That'll take you straight to our company. They will see a lot of the things we're talking about today are spoken of in part on the site. But then they can also inquire, they can send us a message, they can fill out the questionnaire if they would like to get more in-depth information. And because of this, actually, we're offering complimentary consultation. So if they fill out a form and they want a consultation, just let us know what it is you'd like us to talk about. We'll put you on calendar. My team would be more than happy to serve in that regard.
Amazing. We'll be right back after this short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Eli Manning here. Recently, my business schedule has me scrambling. There's a lot to get done, and like most business owners, there just aren't enough hours in the day. But with Investors Bank, I can slow down a bit and fit my business banking into my schedule.
With Investors Bank, you can manage your accounts anytime with the flexibility of online and mobile banking.
You know, I never did like to scramble.
Visit investorsbank.com or stop by a branch. Member FDIC. Investors Bank is a division of Citizens Bank N.A.
Hi, Shia Rubenstein here from JCon Events. We will be hosting our 5th annual real estate conference on Tuesday, July 12th at the Diker Beach Golf Course. If you're in the industry of real estate, multifamily, development, construction, you're going to love this event. It's our 5th annual event, and we have a full lineup of keynote presenters, mentoring, and of course, networking and great food. And if you come early enough, you can enjoy the golf as well. Please visit AttendJCon to sign up. AttendJCon to sign up. And we look forward to seeing you once again on Tuesday, July 12th at the Diker Beach Golf Course.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client at Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings, to finish a project. Oh, when do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting SIGN UP to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Itzhak Saflis right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York, and around the world on the powerful iHeartRadio Network. Tonight's show,
titled The 5 Most Disturbing Trends Facing Business Owners Today. And those that read The Ultimate Sales Machine, yeah, you're probably wondering, that title sounds a little interesting. Yes, so we're both fans of Chet Holmes. Actually, Gerald Benjamin was I don't know if it's fair to say a student, someone who worked alongside Chet, but certainly was inspired by Chet. And that's why we turned to Gerald, because he has a tremendous amount of experience in addressing these type of issues, because his company services companies in over 50 industries worldwide. And we turned to him, say, you know, what are some of the key issues that really are kind of the make or break issues that are out there today in businesses? And he sent in, and this is what we're talking about tonight. Number one was lack of vision in a changing economy. That's one of the 5 most disturbing trends facing business owners today. And we discussed that in the first segment. In the second segment, we talked about lack of leadership skills. In the third segment, poor communication in a remote environment. We just finished talking about communication. Number four is poor accountability for key personnel, KPIs. We're going to be talking about that now. And in the last segment, we're going to be talking about people making poor assumptions and using just impulsive gut-making decisions, just going by the gut, which, of course, sometimes could be beneficial. Gerald will address that in the last segment. But now we're talking about poor accountability. And Gerald, why is that such a make or break point for companies, and how can it be addressed effectively?
Well, it's a make or break point, and I'm glad we're talking about it, and we're going to camp on it a little bit here, because it's a make or break point to illustrate it. It's oftentimes we hear it's the backbone of a company, but accountability is really the skeletal system of the entire company. So it's more than a backbone. The accountability is really nothing more than a fancy way of saying when everyone does what they say they're going to do. And that happens inside of companies, as we all know, at varying degrees. The issue that we're running into, or that we're seeing with business owners and executives and CEOs on this particular subject matter, is more and more I find people are settling. They're just dealing with whatever is being produced by the team, because they're almost afraid because of the economic conditions, because of the people not wanting to work, you know, all of those types of things. They're almost afraid to rock the boat and hold key personnel accountable. And as a result, they're getting a very mixed bag of production, whether that be in a service industry, whether that be in a product industry, even in the supplying of information industries. There's no standard. Those lines are becoming more and more blurred because key personnel is not being held accountable. Now, the catch is, when I use that word accountability with a lot of clients, they almost see it black and white. Accountability means I'm going to hold you accountable, so I'm going to terminate you. That's not the only shade of accountability. Okay? Accountability is actually a very positive thing. What it is doing is it's setting clear outcomes so that the person who has been assigned to handle that particular task or that particular assignment knows, and in the beginning, the end. They know the outcome that you're trying to achieve when they start. And what business owners need to realize is that that type of certainty is what raises the bar, so to speak, in the way the company operates, but it also drastically reduces the attrition rate. Because people want to work for a company where they know clearly what landmarks they're trying to achieve, what outcomes they're trying to achieve. And they know it without someone always having to verbally confirm it. Now, I'll give you an example.
Please.
A client of mine in Houston, we created these key performance indicators, key performance execution documents, which were very, the term we used is no matter what position, from the entry-level position or receptionist all the way up to the top, they had every task laid out to where literally a five-year-old could understand it. Now, so it gave the task, it gave exactly how to do the task, what tools were available. And then ultimately, it also said, here's the minimum expectations, minimum outcomes that we're looking for. If you really want to impress us, here's the promised land of wonderful things that we would love to see as a result of that task. I will tell you this, there's so much I can tell you about it, but I'll just stick with this point. Their attrition rate when we got there was 60% every 90 days.
Ouch.
Over half the staff was gone every quarter, and they'd have to replace them.
Ouch.
Once we implemented this type of accountability, not, let's just fire everyone because they're not doing what we want, but no, not that accountability, but this accountability that says, here's your position, here's your task, here's what that task looks like when it's completed properly. Their attrition rate dropped to 3% annually.
I believe you as a person. That's hard to believe.
Yeah. And here's something even more harder to believe. The average age of the employees was 26.
That's wild. Because there's higher turnover in that space.
In fact, I will tell you, I even asked. Because I was obviously very happy with the firm working with them. But we said, how are you working well with our KPIs and our KPI documents? And more than one occasion, I was told the beauty of this type of accountability is I know Friday night before I go home that I have a job on Monday morning. Because I can look at the standards, I can look at the account at the expectations, and I know that if my performance has landed somewhere between those two parameters, I've done exactly what I was hired to do. So I know the company's profitable. So I can go at 26 years old, I can go and do what 26-year-olds do, fully confident that on Monday, I can walk in, sit at my desk, and I know that everything's fine. It literally almost eliminated the attrition rate. And even at 3% was just normal attrition. I mean, someone got married, moved away. It was normal stuff. It wasn't disgruntlement with leadership that was causing that attrition. But no one wanted to leave, and it was the accountability that really held on to it.
Before we go to a commercial break, and this was so key, could you please just explain the difference between KPIs and KPEs?
Yes, I'll gladly do that because I get asked that a lot. KPIs, which is key performance indicators, most people have heard of those. And what they are, they're basically just landmarks. They say, okay, this is what your job is, and here's what's expected of you at the end of the day. We actually took that and we enhanced it, and we to what we call key performance execution, KPE, key performance execution documents. Because what we did was instead of saying, okay, here's your job and here's what's expected of you, which is what a key performance indicator does, we took it and we said, here are all the tasks that you will embark on in the execution of that assignment. Here are all the details of exactly how to go about doing it so that you can't go to the right or the left, just 1, 2, 3, 4. That's how you execute it. Here are the tools available to get it done so you know what's at your disposal. And now here's the standard. Here's the minimum level of outcome that we will accept. Here's the maximum that we would love to see. So we've taken KPIs and broken them down what I call forensically. So a person just simply needs to have the ambition. And based on that ambition, if they can read and they have ambition, they can execute. That's one of the things that we are most retained for by our clients, is the production of those documents.
Fantastic. Gerald Benjamin, there's a reason why we got him on tonight. The five most disturbing trends facing business owners today. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about gut decision making. gut decision making, which on one hand you might say, hey, you know, go with your gut, right? People say that, go with your gut. At the same time, maybe sometimes that could actually work to your detriment instead of your benefit. We're going to turn to Gerald on that. Before the break, Gerald, how could people find out more about your amazing company?
They can just go right online, go to our website, www.profitgoldgroup.com. Everything is there. Some of the things I mentioned today are there. But most importantly, there's several opportunities on the pages to where they can contact us and just have a complimentary consultation with one of our experts. That's really the best way they can get a hold of us. We'll take out the time. We'll do it. They can say they heard us on the show. We'll gladly give them a complimentary consultation as a result.
Amazing. Thank you, Gerald. We'll be right back after this short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Hi, Shia Rubenstein here from JCon Events. We will be hosting our 5th annual real estate conference on Tuesday, July 12th at the Diker Beach Golf Course. If you're in the industry of real estate, multifamily, development, construction, you're going to love this event. It's our 5th annual event, and we have a full lineup of keynote presenters, mentoring, and of course, networking and great food. And if you come early enough, you can enjoy the golf as well. Please visit AttendJCon to sign up. AttendJCon to sign up. And we look forward to seeing you once again on Tuesday, July 12th at the Diker Beach Golf Course.
Every accounting firm has a history. The history of Saul Friedman & Company spans 45 years of commitment, dependability, and reliability for our clients. A client of Saul Friedman & Company is never alone in making critical business decisions. Behind each business move stands the full resources of an accounting firm with the financial know-how to inspire confidence and ensure success. Call 718-232-1111 now to find out how Saul Friedman & Company can help you grow your business. There's a reason our tagline is accounting with accountability. That is what we believe in, and that is the ethic we follow. For a free consultation, call 718-232-1111. That's 718-232-1111. Or visit our website at snfco.com. That's snfco.com.
We're all in a rush these days. We're running to meetings to finish a project. When do we have time to educate ourselves? Enter Business Class, the free daily 60-second video clip featuring advice from C-level executives and business giants such as Beth Comstock, Jeffrey Hazlett, Joe Hart, Shep Hyken, and many more. Follow us on Instagram at Business Class Clips. That's at Business Class Clips on Instagram. Or sign up for our WhatsApp daily broadcast by texting sign up to 718-594-6519 on WhatsApp. Get ready to get ahead.
We're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York, and around the world on the powerful iHeartRadio network. Yes, tonight's show discussing the 5 most disturbing trends facing business owners today. And we turn to Gerald Benjamin, CEO of the Profit Gold Group, because his firm services businesses and companies in over 50 industries, and he has clients worldwide. And he has his finger on the pulse. He knows what's going on out there. And the list, as it was put together, is number 1 was lack of vision in a changing economy. Number 2, lack of leadership skills. Number 3, poor communication, especially in a remote environment. Number 4, poor accountability for key personnel. And we discussed that earlier in the show. And number 5, poor assumptions and impulsive gut decision making. Now, and that's what we're going to talk about in the final segment of tonight's show. So I turn to Gerald and I say, listen, at the end of the day, right, there are people that say, go with your gut. I think there's a famous book like that. Go with your gut. Great. And then there are others that are saying, wait a second. If you're just going to run by the seat of your pants, then, hey, you know, you may be making the wrong calls. And you're kind of just wired up in your own head and you just don't get it. You don't see the world around you. How do you address that, Gerald?
Well, you know, I put it in here because it is one of those controversial subjects where there's a fair number of people on both sides. Go with your gut. No, don't go with your gut. But, you know, what I'm going to do is I'll use my experiences with companies to make this decision. The reason we don't, or recommendation, The reason that we don't recommend people go with their gut is because you're going to get caught eventually. And I'll tell you why. It was explained to me this way, and I never forgot it years ago. What I do when we run CEO roundtables is I have everyone make a circle, and we can just call it a pie. So we'll just draw a circle on a piece of paper. And we have them carve out, once they've done that, we say, okay, take a slice of that pie that represents 1%. And then we'll ask them, okay, once you've done that, take another slice of the pie that represents 4%. So now we've got a 1% slice, a 4% slice, 95%. Mm-hmm. And what I tell them is the 1%, and this is proven, you can look it up even, the 1% represents what a person knows. What a person knows about their environment, what they know about their business, what they know about what's going on around them, the situation, circumstances, 1%. The 4% represents what the typical person knows they don't know. So it may be economic conditions, they don't know, or they may be what a client is thinking, they don't, you know, whatever it may be. They recognize they don't know that.
Okay.
And the majority of us live in this 5%. But the 95% of the pie that never gets touched, that's what you don't know you don't know. And so that's the danger. That's what's against you. So if you want to make decisions with your gut, you're making a decision with 1% of the pie. And you're making assumptions on the other 99%, even though you say, okay, 4%, I don't know. But there's 95% you don't know what you don't know. So I always try to tell people, give a moment to pause before you say, I'm just going to go with my gut and I'm going to wing it. In fact, what I will always like to tell in my piece of advice on how to overcome this is don't always run to your friends who agree with you either. Okay, because they know what you know and they don't know what you don't know. So you're all in the same pot. Try to go. This is one of the biggest reasons why people come to us as an outside resource. We don't know them. We don't have that emotional attachment. We can bring to light research and things that they didn't know they didn't know. So you can make better decisions. It doesn't mean you're always going to make the right ones. We know that. But you can heighten your chances of ensuring you don't make any catastrophic wrong ones by going with your gut.
You know, even before we get back to just the gut decision making, what I loved about it is how you framed it. Once someone frames it that way, the power of framing, which I know really could be for another show, and Gerald, we're certainly going to want it. We need to get you back on. But just, and we only have around a minute left to the show. So again, gut decision making, you framed it so incredible. At the end of the day, you're basically saying, hey, you're just going with 1% of knowledge. It's true you might be an expert in your area, but there's a world of information around you. And incorporate it. Be open to it.
That's really it. That's really it. And those who are willing to do that, those are the ones who are able to navigate disturbing times and uncertain times, which is where we are now.
Can you imagine we're out of time? The time flies. Wow, man. Tonight's show, the 5 most disturbing trends facing business owners today, and we featured none other, Gerald Benjamin of the Profit Goal Group. Gerald, what's the best way that people can find out more information about your amazing organization?
Well, they can just simply go to our website, which is www.profitgoldgroup.com. The moment they get there, it'll take them to a page that lets them know what we do, why we do it. They can go in and find all kinds of resourceful information, but most importantly, fill out the form. We'll give you a complimentary consultation with one of our experts about whatever it is that you may be facing. And if we can provide value that you can walk away with and implement, that's what we're there for. We'll go ahead and do that. But just www.profitgoldgroup.com. Hit that contact us. Let us serve you. And that's the best way to go about it.
What an incredible show, but we are out of time. Tune in again next Sunday night for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 710 WOR, the voice of New York. Have a successful week.
710 WOR and the iHeartRadio Network present Mind Your Business, hosted by the president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Saflis. Founded in 1992, Bottom Line Marketing Group is a strategic, creative, and execution-driven marketing agency, helping businesses by clarifying and promoting their vision, mission, and purpose to support its lead generation and customer retention initiatives to gain market share in their industry. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday evening at 10 p.m. for this intriguing radio show as Yitzhak interviews Fortune 500 executives, business leaders, and marketing gurus from a wide variety of business industries. Now, Yitzhak and his guests offer their knowledge and expertise to help you be successful every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
Came across a great commercial real estate opportunity and need money fast? At TBG Funding, we understand the challenge. Waiting months for a bank-issued loan can cost you your project. That's where we come in. Call TBG Funding today at 718-705-9300 to get the funding you need to get your project off the ground. That's 718-705-9300. With loans closed in 23 states and over $800 million in closed loans, TBG Funding can help you close any commercial real estate deal in as little as 3 days so that you can close deals quickly and efficiently. Visit tbgfunding.com to find out how we can help you capitalize on your next opportunity. That's tbgfunding.com.
Hi, Shia Rubenstein here from JCon Events. We will be hosting our 5th annual real estate conference on Tuesday, July 12th at the Diker Beach Golf Course. If you're in the industry of real estate, multifamily, development, construction, you're going to love this event. It's our 5th annual event, and we have a full lineup of keynote presenters, mentoring, and of course, networking and great food. And if you come early enough, you can enjoy the golf as well. Please visit AttendJCon to sign up. And we look forward to seeing you once again on Tuesday, July 12th at the Diker Beach Golf Course.
Eli Manning here. Recently, my business schedule has me scrambling. There's a lot to get done, and like most business owners, there just aren't enough hours in the day. But with Investors Bank, I can slow down a bit and fit my business banking into my schedule.
With Investors Bank, you can manage your accounts anytime with the flexibility of online and mobile banking.
You know, I never did like to scramble.
Visit investorsbank.com or stop by a branch. Member FDIC. Investors Bank is a division of Citizens Bank N.A.